see if we have any more check-ins at this time for the night crawlers. We got room for a few more, so check-ins come now.
Net control. Please copy Whiskey 9, Bravo, Bravo, Quebec. At a clan secret, top secret clan death sign location. And I'd like to wish you and the night crawlers a very happy 2 years. Over 600 shows done. Fine job, John, by you and yourself. And see, that corny cornball corner was probably one of the corniest I've ever heard. But once again, congratulations. And I appreciate you and thank you for all what you guys do to keep that show going. And we're probably one of the best things that's happened in Chicago on the Whiskey Mike 9 Whiskey Repeater. Long live the night crawlers. Back to net control.
Means a lot for you to say that, and I really do appreciate it. You know, we wouldn't have a place to do it if you and the other founders of the 220 megahertz guys hadn't done this and eventually given us a home here. So hats off to you as well. Thanks for checking in. Hope you're having a great night. That's W9BBQ, folks. That's Kelvin. He's our fearless leader of the 220 megahertz guys amateur radio club. Any more check-ins?
Kilo Go Oscar Lima, it's Brian, Middle Airport.
Thanks for checking in, folks. Brian is the guy to come up with the idea for this thing. So he is the de facto producer of the Nightcrawlers. Brian, how you doing tonight? Thanks for checking in. It's been 2 years, man. Yep. Let me tell you. It's KD9BYW, but who cares? Man, happy anniversary to you and Stephanie there. 42 years. We just hit 25 this past May. Man, it's great, isn't it? I love it. Well, anyway, 73 to you. Thanks for all you do. Thanks for letting us run the rain on Wednesdays. And hopefully we're going to be doing this for a long, long time. 73. Stay safe. 88's the step. Laura?
Yeah, happy anniversary to you and Stephanie. It's very nice. 42 years. That's great. This is KD9EID. 73s and 88s to you. And all our best to Stephanie. Good night. And we'll be talking to you tomorrow on the 220. Good night. Good night, Happy.
Trotted on off to bed. Back to net control.
Thanks for that, Jim. I will log her out. Man, it's cool she stayed up, though. Let's go down over to... I thought I heard Paul, N9ISP. Paul, I mentioned something about Rand. Were you heading over to Red Hot, sir?
No, I was telling Hap that I'll buy him a hot dog. Him and Stephanie.
appreciate that. You know, I think we should do a net from there, maybe, is what I'm thinking. Let's see if we got Bill still with us. KD9ADS, Bill, from the Horseshoe. Still on here? D9BYW for WM9W Chicago. N9HMO, Tim, are you still on the air? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm still here.
That's cool. You ever been up to that Rand Red Hots over there in this place?
I think I could count the number of times I've been to this plains on less than one hand. I always thought this plains was just that place where you have to slow down and throw money in the basket.
Remember when it was 30 cents? I'm showing my age. Yeah, I never made it to Rand Red Hots. I've been to Superdog a few times. More than a few times. Kind of a cool place. We always end up there after the zoo for some strange reason.
Yeah, it's something that I've really paid a lot more attention to since moving here 28 years ago is hot dog places. In fact, we just recently got notice that we were going to be losing one of our longest ones here in the neighborhood. Murphy's Red Hots on Belmont and Racine is shutting down pretty soon.
That sucks. We just lost, what, Hot Dogs? That was just a couple years ago. That was a great spot. You ever go there?
I don't think I ever have or ordered from there. Usually any more in the last few years, it's more like who delivers that I go to. And we still have Clark Dogs at Clark Halstead and, what is that? Clark Halstead and Barry, that would be.
About that one? Yeah. You know, we should compile a list. We should do this on Nightcrawlers, where we compile a list and then make it a point to get to a hot dog joint, you know, like at least once a month, and do a net from there, you know, in a parking lot kind of thing. We could do mobile. That'd be kind of cool. Throw the battery in a car, mag mount on the roof, we're ready to go. Hell, we could bring the beam with us, the one I'm on right now, and have that tripod next to the car. Yeah, it wouldn't be here. KC9ESY, Kathy, are you still on here? Go ahead.
Yes, I'm still on the air, but I am going to say 73 to everyone, and I'll talk to everyone soon. Have a great night and stay safe.
Kathy, 73 to you, and stay safe. But you got Lucky Dog over there. Before you go, how do you feel about Lucky Dog? Stay safe. Talk to you again tomorrow. Laura?
Kathy, we'll be talking to you tomorrow. This is KD9EID 73.
KB9DSQ. Steve, are you still with us?
I am. And, count me in on this hot dog thing here. There was one, a real famous one, I can't think of the name of it. It used to be right across the street from the L at the Fullerton stop off the red line there. Anybody know what the name of that was? They moved because they did the remodeling of the station and some construction and stuff, but they had some really good hot dogs there. You remember the name of that place?
Was that Dan Dogs, or am I thinking of something else?
I used to work that station, and there was never a question in doubt about what's going to be for lunch. Yes, sir. Very good. Yeah, man, that's a good idea. We can do a remote broadcast from a new location every so often, or every month or something. Pop up and surprise the folks there. Yeah, bring that big beam with us. Hell, we can cook some of the hot dogs on that baby. We'll put that K Whopper in line there, and oh boy, we can fry some doggies. Yes, indeed. Well, let's see here. Nothing else really going on over here. Let's see. Yeah, just call me in when we go to the when you guys want to do the hot dog thing. I'll gladly come in there and munch with you. So that's all I got. Back to net control.
Very good. Yeah, I'm liking that whole idea there. Why have we never done this? I mean, it's insane. The one thing that Chicago people know how to do is hot dogs. And bun cakes, apparently. Hot dogs are natural. Who doesn't like hopping in the car at midnight and going out and grabbing a dog? I mean, it's just, it's insane not to do it. Yeah, we got to start this. Got to talk about this at the meeting coming up. Anyway. Oh, shit. You know, I didn't mention that. On the 15th of September, general meeting is going to be at the Cicero Public Library around 12:30. And immediately following that, at about 2 o'clock or so, we're going to be doing a demonstration of some HF and some UHF and VHF stuff in a, so it's like a little square right next to the library. You're going to get to see the dream team. That would be Dick, WA9NNN, and N9VTV give a really intensive demonstration on HF, what it can do for you. If you ask me, not a whole hell of a lot. But then again, there's UHF and VHF, and, you know, I'm going to be setting up a radio to do that, too. So either way, when you're sitting around saying CQ for 20 minutes talking to nobody, you can go over to UHF, VHF, and talk to the rest of the people around her.
That's kind of cool. Although I do tell a joke, you know. HF does work when the bands are open. Anyway, KD9HGF, Matt, how's the laundry going?
Still down with the suds over there. Let's go to KD9EAD. Laura, what, you got stuff and other things? And hey, you know, thanks for stopping by. Over to you.
No, I do what I can. This is KD9EAD, and we've got some birthdays that fall on September 2nd, including 1932 Arnold Greenberg, businessman, co-founder of Snapple, which is made of the best stuff on earth.
Great guy.
1948, Terry Bradshaw, football player, sportscaster, actor, the first quarterback to win four Super Bowls. That was as a Pittsburgh Steeler, and is part of the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Really?
1952, Jimmy Connors, former number one world tennis player. He reached more Grand Slam quarterfinals than any other male.
Did he really?
Yes, he did. 1964, Keanu Reeves, actor from Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. It was the most triumphant movie. He also played Neo in the Matrix trilogies, Chain Reaction, Constantine, Point Break, Speed, probably a ton of other movies. We've got some daily holidays that fall on September 2nd, and they include Bison 10 Yell Day. It's a wacky day that takes its name from a play on the word bicentennial. It's Bowling League Day, National Blueberry Popsicle Day, National No Patrick Day. It's something from SpongeBob SquarePants. I didn't look that one up. It's Pet Rock Day for anybody who still has their pet rocks from the 70s. And as we talked about earlier, it's BJ Day.
What are BJ Patel, who owns that Super 8, celebrate BJ Day?
Probably not. We got our September monthly holidays, and tonight's choices are Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder Month. Woo! Okay. Baby Safety Month, Backpack Safety American Month.
There you go.
Be kind to Editors and Writers Month. And Biodiversity Month. And then we've got our weekly holidays that include September 2nd, and they are...
It's almost done.
Good. Yeah, drive sober or get pulled over. It's almost over. International Enthusiasm Week. I'm really excited about that one. We just started National Biscuit and Gravy Week. Hello. Now there's a week I could celebrate.
Yeah.
National Championship Chuck Wagon Races. Okay, somebody's getting tired. We got National Childhood Injury Prevention Week, National Nutrition Week, National Sweet Corn Week, National Waffle Week. There's another week I could get behind. Waffle? Yeah. We almost sit and think we almost have waffles. Yeah. It's Robin Hood Day. It's actually a 5-day thing. University Week, Sobriety Checkpoint Week, and Substitute Teacher Appreciation Week. I had a substitute teacher once when I was in my younger grades. She had this kind of southern accent, a little bit of a drawl, and she always said that when she would count numbers, it would be 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3?
Yeah, and when we would say it, she would say that we were making fun of her, but we were just repeating her.
Well.
So, yeah. I don't know. KD90ID for WM9W. Returning the air.
Geraldine getting
back to net control.
Southern thing and Geraldine slipped in there. How the hell did that happen? Yeah, well. You're bending the shaft.
Tom
Hanks. We're getting slappy here, folks. Anyway, Rick, K-A-9-T-H-K, are you still on the air? I hope, tolerating this. Rick, over to you. KD9EVC slant AG is on the air, Orlando.
Only a slash if I'm using the general band plan there, buddy. Still live. Flukies, Wolfies are some of our older places. What about Gene and June's as the current place?
Been to Gene and June's in a while. I tell you, one thing about Gene and June's I really like, they got killer fries there. You know, I'd be up to giving them a go again. We definitely gotta, we gotta make this happen. And what we should do is we should go out and like, do a reconnoiter and, hit them all and then find out which ones we're gonna hit in a month. I think that'd be good because I wasn't hungry when this net started, but talking hot dogs and bun cakes, you know, I'm kinda there. Maybe getting out in the woods helps, too. I don't know. It's a pretty good thing. W-N-H-A-G-H, Jim. What do you think of this idea? Once a month, at least, going over to a hot dog joint, doing a net from there.
Oh, I think that's a splendid idea. You could, once you finish with all the hot dog places, move on to do all the beef places and maybe even finish it up with pizza places. It could be quite an adventure. Probably none of us would be able to fit back into the cars after all of that, but yeah, it would be fun to do. And let me say 73 because I'm afraid I'm going to fall out before the next round, although it is 1:30, so it is kind of late for this little adventure. And congratulations on 2 years, and look forward to another few years with you. And, of course, keep me informed about the hot dog place. W9JGH, back over to you at Net Control, or Net Out of Control as it is.
First of all, 73, Jim, thanks for staying up. Yeah, we gotta get together and start talking about this really soon. Because somewhere tomorrow, I'm talking, I got to get a hot dog. Yeah, tomorrow, somewhere. I don't know. net out of control. I like that. 73, Jim. 73 to Dawn as well. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you guys real soon. Laura?
Hey, Jim. I'm very glad that you and Dawn were able to join us tonight on our anniversary. This is KD90ID, 73. Good night, and we'll talk to you again.
Let's go down to KD9JPP, Jonathan South Loop. Hot dogs, what do you think? EVC, Orlando. Where is this ice cream place near the library that we were talking about earlier?
It's right on Cermak, just east of Ridgeland on the right-hand side. It's called La Michoacana.
And Michoacana, in the past, wasn't ice cream. I don't think. Might have led to that. Anyway, yeah. Because we were talking about that as we were heading to the library for our last little trip over there to set up the display for the event that we're doing on the 15th, the meeting in the demo. We got to coordinate something over there. That's what I think. What do you think? Midnight, and we're glad you found us, and hopefully we hear from you again.
because that's kind of what it's all about. Yeah, Corny Cornball is, you know, the funny thing was it actually started when Steve was still working for the CTA. And I don't know when that started. It's been going for a while. Steve, about when did the Corny Cornball Corner get started? Do you remember how long it's been going on?
Oh, that's a good question. And it started, the way it started, I think we were doing it like, I was doing it like almost every night. Then it went to Wednesdays and Saturdays, and then just dropped to Saturdays because, you know, run out of material real fast if I do it more than once a week there. But yeah, it's been a while now. Well, it's well over a year.
Good to hear. I'll have to come back and stock up on some more corny jokes. Otherwise, congratulations once again to everybody that makes this happen, and 73 to everybody listening. Have a good night. KE0, sorry. Over.
Once again, thanks for checking in. It means a lot to us, particularly coming in from Minnesota and staying up as late as it is to be with us here tonight as we celebrate 2 years on the air as the Nightcrawlers. 73 to you. Stay safe. We're looking forward to our next QSO. Hopefully very soon. Laura?
It's, Nate, yeah, we really appreciate you popping in and staying with us, especially this long, and joining us for the Nightcrawlers 2 year anniversary. We hope to hear you again out here. John mentioned the net tomorrow afternoon on the 220 at 220. So hopefully we'll hear you again. This is KD9EID 73, and good night.
It's a great net tonight, folks. Couldn't do it without you guys. I'll tell you. W9BBQ, Kelvin, are you still in here?
Yes, John, I am. Yeah, I'm hanging in here with you guys for the second year anniversary. Once again, congratulations. You know, you guys are talking about food, Chicago-style hot dogs, demon dogs. Oh, my goodness. Man, you talk about memories. I'd get off from work when I was working out of Howard Street because I was driving to work then. You can't help but when you pass, when you make a stop at Fullerton, regardless, you know, either north or southbound, you could always smell the fries from there because they were fresh cut. Man, they were the bomb. Because I know when I got off, I'd drive, and that would be breakfast. Either the traditional dogs or chili cheese dogs or whatever, but always had to get me an extra bag of fries because they were the bomb. And speaking of hot dogs, you guys were talking about Gene and Jude's earlier. Well, I went to the other place. I don't know if you've ever heard of this, John, but on Grand and Pulaski. Been going there since my dad first took me there back in, what, 68, 69? Because that's how he and I used to bond, one of the ways. I went to Jimmy's, the original Jimmy's at Grand and Pulaski. Now, you talk about, oh, man, they have good Polishes and dogs. I mean, if you want a good hot dog and a Polish, Jimmy's original on Grand and Pulaski is where you want to be. And the fries alone, oh man, the fries alone are just the bomb. As a matter of fact, I had that today. And it was good. All right, basically that's it. Back to net control. And once again, congratulations on a great 2 years, and long live the Nightcrawlers, and keep it going. Back to net.
Take a note of the Jimmy's at Grand and Pulaski.
We're going to have to head out there one of these days. That's one thing about this net, you never run out of places, new places to eat, and good local stuff, and that's what you want. That's what you want. KD9EOL, Brian, still on the air with us?
Yes, I am.
So if anybody wants to go on a fry run. Oh, man. How are the projects going over on the farm?
They're slow and steady over here.
That wins the race, as they say.
And great. I'm glad that glad it's kind of going. Yeah, it's been a heck of a thing. Heck of a thing. We didn't get the rain that we were supposed to get. I got everything taped up, so we're on the six-element beam tonight, folks. So I hope my signal's doing good. I know it's going to be, yeah. Thank Bob for the idea on that one. I would have forgot about it. KNI GQE. I know that the beam has got to be pretty tight because I could not hear Steve on the input. Normally I can with the big stick, but I guess that thing has got a pretty tight pattern with the six elements. Could not get, Steve couldn't get you off the side. So, but, you know, it's Georgian tennis. It's a hell of a thing, hell of a thing. And then ASP, Paul is still with us. We're coming up on an hour and 45, well, hour and 40 minutes now we've been doing the net. We got 20 check-ins. We had eight. We had 18 last year. We got two more. And I'm really happy about that. I really am. I don't know what happened to Andy. I mean, he was there at the beginning, never checked in. But you don't check in, I can't put you on the log. It's kind of how it goes. Here's what we're going to do, since we're looking at the clock here, and I think we're going to give another round of those that are left. I'm going to call on the call signs that answered the last go-around. Opportunity to pass any late-minute last final traffic for the net for the two-year anniversary net. Now we're going to bring this thing to a close. So N9PLG, Mike, is still on here. Down to Tim. N9HMO, Tim, this is the final round. Go ahead. That is fantastic. Oh, I really appreciate that. Yeah, and I tell you, I'm kind of glad I switched to the other antenna.
That's got to help, too. Now I'm putting 15 watts into a 6-element. That's got to have, well, probably about 6 dB gain there, so that's kind of good. So, you know, sometimes you need the extra little punch, I think. Well, Hap, once again, thank you very, very much. I'm going to get that information for you, too, by the way. I did not forget. I wrote it down this time, so I won't forget. And once again, 73, 88 to Stephanie. We'll talk to you again tomorrow on the On 220 at 220. What we are there, Hap. What do you think, Steve?
I was going to ask the same thing. And if it does include it, heck, we might want to make this available for sale. Advertising QST. Hey.
I really want to do this. because I want to go talk on this net because it sounds really cool. And so I went in and I did that, and then my brother got his license last year, and I'm trying to get him to get a 220 radio. They don't really have that whole idea of preservation over in Grand Rapids, but, you know, I'm going to probably talk to him about that, about getting the club that he hangs out with to go start doing that, too. So all this is having sort of a ripple effect, and that's really good to think about. So I just wanted to put that out there. And before I 73, and also to mention the scanner, if you're out there listening on a scanner, go ahead and get your license. It's really easy. So 73, this has been Kilo Delta 9 or Hotel Echo Foxtrot.
73 there, man. You know, you've been with us almost the whole 2 years here. So, yeah, you're one of the old timers on this net, and that's cool. And exactly the thing I remember. Funny story. I was in St. Joseph, Michigan, and I had a scanner going. And I think I was on 2 meters, and I'm listening to this guy talk. And he was talking about this is the thing that caught my ear when he said he was talking on a cheap Chinese radio. And I'm thinking, well, they got cheap ham stuff? I thought you had to spend thousands of dollars to get involved in this thing. And he says, yeah. He says, well, you know, that's great. He says, you know, and he says, the other guy, he says, this thing works great, but, you know, I didn't get your call sign. And the guy says, I don't have one. He says, what do you mean you don't have one? He says, I'm in a nursing home. I'm 85 years old. What the hell are they going to do to me? And I'm thinking, I got to get involved in this hobby. Because, I mean, just the whole, you know, rebellious nature is for me. And we got the night cry. I mean, it's just a hell of a thing. You know, we got 220. Not everybody does 220. They should, but not everybody does 220. I do. I like it, and I think you will, too, if you're listening. Good point there, man. 73 to you. Stay safe. Looking forward to talking to you again a little further on down the log. I don't know why people say that. Who does logs anymore? But anyway, let's go down to Laura. KD9EID. My lovely co-host who does her stuff. Laura, thanks for being with us, part of this thing for the last 2 years. And let's go over to you. This is the final round for the Nightcrawlers two-year anniversary.
Thank you for that. That can't say it has always been an easy road.
Yeah.
Okay. Steve, you remember those days? So when somebody was complaining. Anywho.
Never complain.
Yeah, never surrender. Yeah. But every night we get out here, and it's always a pleasure to talk with everybody, because somehow we always end up talking about food. Anyway, no, it's a lot of fun. It's yeah, thanks, Jonathan. It's always a lot of fun, and we appreciate everybody that comes out here every night to gamble with us. So this is KD90ID saying good night to all, 73, and we'll be with you tomorrow or the next time. So, good night.
Thank you for that. It's been a hell of a ride. Well, it ain't the final show. That kind of sounds like it's just a series finale here. Not by a long shot, folks. Not by a long shot. Walk on. No. Oh, what did I apologize? ABC Orlando, General Orlando, over to you, final round.
When are they promoting you to the afternoon drive? When is your show moving so I can have some fun on the way home? 73 to all. It's been fun. Thank you. Again, it was a good day. Sorry I didn't make it out to the park today, but I had to do the honeydew stuff running around. But that's all good now. Now that I'm a general, I'll make as many contacts as you. And, which means, 103, right? That's your max right now?
I think it is, yeah. And, you know, the way I do HF is a little different than the way, you know, the All-Stars do it. I'm just saying. Older equipment, we have a lot of fun, and we can do this anytime. And that's what I like about it. We should go set up out in the woods, and we don't have to wait till Saturday. Cool. Anyway, 73, man, and tell Victor we said hey. All right, then. At least you got contacts. There you go. KD9JPP, Jonathan South Loop. Oh, anyway, Orlando, 73, and stay safe. I don't know if I told you that, so that I would be very wrong not to. KD9JPP, Jonathan South Loop, final round, over to you.
KD9JPP, I think I nodded off earlier. I'm going to say 73 to everyone. Happy anniversary again. And everyone enjoy their holiday and be safe. 89 JPP, Jonathan South Loop. Back to you, Net Control.
Three, stay safe, Jonathan. Sleep well, my friend. WA9NNN, Dick, you're not, you're on CW, but 7-3 over there. Nate signed out, right? KE0SRH, Nate, did you sign out? I don't remember. Did, I might have missed that. I should have wrote that down. I'm getting slappy here, folks. W9BBQ, Pharaoh Slater. Final round, over to you, Calvin.
Good night. I wish everyone well. Sleep tight. And don't let the bed bugs do it. And always, if you like chili, never add cornbread. No cornbread and chili. And to that, I say 73. Everybody have a great night's sleep. Wake up in a few hours. Start the day. Have a great day. Oh, W9BBQ. I am on vacation. VACATION. Bum, 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 bum. In the summertime. All right, everybody. 73. Great job. Great net, John.
Roger. Like I said, Calvin, we couldn't do it if we didn't have a place to, and that's because you guys started this whole thing before I got involved, so thank you for that. 73, my friend, stay safe. Look forward to talking to you again very, very soon. Let's go to Brian, KD9EOL. Brian, you're rounding out the list here. This is the final round. Our producer, over to you.
Everyone, KD9EOL, still here, and we'll see you tomorrow on the net.
We'll see you too, definitely. Got something for you. 73, stay safe, Brian. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See you tomorrow. And that about winds it up. I can't even talk anymore. That about wraps her up, folks. So, do the sign off. KD9BYW for WM9W Chicago. The 220 MHz Guys Amateur Radio Club like to thank everyone who checked in and participated in our second anniversary net tonight, episode 243. We'd like to thank Dave, Mike, Hap, Dawn, Bill, Tim,
Kathy, Steve, Matt, Laura, Rick, Orlando, Jim, Tom, Jonathan, Dick, Nate, Kelvin, Brian, and Paul. That's 20 folks. Tune in again at this same time tomorrow for our highly acclaimed, more renowned fun facts, figures, and conversations when KA9ZXN Tom from Evergreen Park is going to be your net controller for episode number 244 as we start year number 3 on the Nightcrawlers for WM9W and all affiliated stations. For our producer, Brian, KD9EOL, my lovely co-host, Laura, KD9EID, for Steve, who brings us Steve's Corny Cornball Corner, KB9DSQ, and for everybody associated with the 220 MHz Guys Amateur Radio Club, wishing everybody 73, we're going to return the repeater back to normal amateur radio use, and this station, KD9BYW, is clear, and we are QRT. It's been a great 2 years, hopefully many, many more. Thanks again to everybody that checked in and made this happen. KD9EID, KD9BYW, station is clear. And QRT. Good night. For doing that. I really appreciate it. You know, Superdog's open till 2, I think, aren't they? I'm just saying. Anyway, we're out of here. We're gone. We're up, we're down, we're clear, we're gone. I think that's how you stand it on 11 meters. Which is still pretty good. It's HF, though. KD9BYW. Clear.
I heard a microwave earlier. I'm just saying.
Did you hear the repeater, the courtesy tone? Well, it ain't a courtesy tone. It's letter K. That means it's out of net mode. We did it. Thanks again, folks. We're out of here. KD9BYW, we're clear. I'm going to bed.